Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, Medical Intuitive Psychic Medium, and your host tonight. We are super excited tonight. We have a special guest with us and a personal friend. We have 1 hour to be in the fifth dimension in miracles and healing, and we hope that you do call in at 888-627-6008. Before we get into the show, I want to do a special tribute to a very beautiful woman that was in our world that brought so much love, and that is Dolly Parton. She crossed over today, and I want to do a prayer of remembrance to her. Let's all take a deep breath, put our hands, over our hearts. Lord Jesus, receive your servant Dolly into your mercy. Give her rest from her labors and welcome her into the place of the palace of heaven. We give thanks for her music she made, the laughter she shared, the children whose lives she touched through her generosity, and every act of kindness she left behind. Comfort her family and her friends and the millions of fans who grieve her today. May her soul rest in peace with the Holy Spirit. Amen. We love her and the musical legacy that she left behind, and all the impact she gave to the libraries, the memorial tributes that everybody is sending out across the world today for beautiful Dolly. Just take a couple seconds to just send her our love. Namaste. We are fully and freely, willingly accepting today in the awakening of the fifth dimension. We know by accepting the fifth dimension, we can witness miracles. And Dolly was a miracle to us. Our heart is open and ready to receive love. And being in this consciousness, we can fully have love. We don't judge, we love. And we can have a healing in this dimensional frequency. We find peace, love, and joy in this frequency. We trust that the negative third dimension is released and we can overcome this energy when we are in the fifth dimension. Namaste. We're so excited to bring out our special guest. Her name is Holly Dowling. She's a global renowned keynote speaker, transformational, inspirational thought leader, and she's a creator of Divine Neuroacuity. She inspires leaders to awaken from the inside out. She's recognized among top inspirational thought leaders around the world. She blends spiritual IQ to neuroscience, emotional intelligence, and authentic human connection to help people move from head to heart, from success to true alignment. Her work is to call to live fully and awake, fully alive, courageously and authentically. Holly, thanks for being on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show.
Oh, Kimberly, it is an honor, and I'm so excited to be here with you. And I love
your prayer.
Your prayer was beautiful.
You.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you.
Oh.
Holly, you're such you know, you're such a empathetic and also courageous person that helps so many people discover who they truly are. And you've been doing this for over 20 years. And I'm just so excited to bring you onto our platform and tell people about who you are and how you started. So enlighten us.
Well, my friend, would you like to know from the very beginning, or where would you like to start, right? It's like, where do we begin with that journey? Do you want me to go to the very beginning?
Yeah, you can tell us how, you know, you started and how you got to be an award-winning television contributor.
Well, I would love to. And I love that when you ask questions, I know you're following the divine guidance. And it's just important for people to know that I believe wholeheartedly in having goals and visions. I also believe wholeheartedly in following your spirit. So I did not seek out to do this, Kimberly. This found me because it was a divine calling that was put upon me and my soul many, many years ago. So long story short, it started by sharing a story that's not a very pleasant story of my past, but a true part of being courageous, and sharing it with a small group of women in a very small place many, many years ago, back in a city I was living in. And one of them stopped me on the way out and just said, "Have you ever shared this story publicly?" And I said, "No." She goes, "I'm a high school teacher. Would you come share it with my high school kids? They need to hear this." And Kimberly, I literally started shaking. I'm like, "You want me to tell high school students? The story I just shared with you is a pretty horrific experience." She goes, "I want you to tell them just the way it was." And she said, it would just be mean the world. So I literally, Kimberly at the time, was like, all right, I had to kind of like get out of my way, pray and get out of my way. I showed up. They had combined two high school classrooms, and the line of children, boys and girls, high school kids in a rough part of the city of where I was. And they stood there with tears and Kleenexes. I saw young men walk up and look at me and say, I never want to do this. I never want to hurt a person or a woman ever in my life. And it was just like that. But the reason this is important is because sometimes we never know the story of our experience, although it may have been shattering. And I hid from telling the world any of this for a long time. But it was the woman that heard me that day that handed a letter to that specific woman and said, "It's important you give this to Miss Holly." She said, "Can I give it to her?" And this woman, Peggy at the time, the teacher, said, "You can't give it to her, but I'll call her and give it to her." I still have that letter. As a matter of fact, Kimberly, I found it about an hour ago in my desk drawer because I was just guided that maybe this is what you'd want to ask and I would be sharing. That letter was a 2-page handwritten letter from a young woman that had planned to take her life that day. And she had written me a letter saying, "I never knew I was worth more. Hearing you speak and share your story, I know that there's a God, and I know I'm not meant to die. And I've spent the last however many years being sold sexually for cocaine by my father to his friends and my uncles." She was going to take her life that day. And by the grace of God, the day I spoke, it changed her life and it kept her alive. It then turned into having an assembly and asking all the parents of the entire high school to come speak. And Kimberly, fast forward, I had a line of parents and a gentleman from IBM saying, "Have you ever spoken to leaders? Have you ever done anything like that?" And I said, "No." And he said, "You've got a gift. Will you please come share your story with the managers?" And he was an executive at IBM. And that is how the whole thing started. There you go, in about a 3-minute nutshell.
Okay. And what was your story that you were sharing?
About being in an incredibly abusive relationship, the first serious relationship I'd ever had. And I ended up saying it was 488 days of being told I was an F and a B, and I was kicked and I was hit and I was left to die. And by the grace of God and a story that I had to work through, and I was hidden by the police, I am alive. But at the point when I didn't recognize my face, when I tried to escape, I heard a voice. I heard a voice, Kimberly. I looked at myself in the mirror and didn't recognize Holly. And in that moment, something, I didn't want to live, and something bigger and greater than I said, "You have a much bigger purpose for being here. It's time." And I honestly don't know how I got out. I spied a girl. You know, when you say angels and you've had your near-death experience, you've died and come back. Like, we can't explain it. It's something much greater than us. But I knew God had a plan for me. There was a much bigger plan for my soul to be here. So that was the story. That's the past.
Right. And what made it, okay, we want you to go in a little deeper to tell us more about your story for everybody here listening to you and your story. So you want to go into how you formed your techniques to help people?
I would love to. When you ask about forms to helping people, you know, I would love to have you articulate a little bit more. What do you mean by forms? Because some of this is just by trusting and allowing, you know, your divine gifts to come forward. But what do you mean by forms?
Well, this is you. This is your time to tell the audience what you do when you're up there speaking and when you're doing your sessions with people. How do you go in, Holly? Because you're very gifted at your work. So when you're doing when you're blending your work with spiritual IQ, your neuroscience work, how do you do it? We want to hear your work.
I love that. I love that. Well, how do I do it? I literally get out of my way. I have been, I know you have to so let me help you with this. This is what I've done, and I don't know how to explain it, but I walk out into either a ballroom of, I've spoken to close to 10,000 in a ballroom. I've been in boardrooms in, you know, C-suites and Fortune 50 companies around the world. So it doesn't matter. I always ask whatever the individuals, the humans in this room, may they see you in my eyes. May they hear you through my voice. May they understand you in their minds, and may they feel you by the grace in their hearts. That is how I go about it. Now, can I say that I do have some things? I'm very passionate about the spiritual IQ. I'm passionate about leaders going from, when you mentioned it earlier, and thank you for the beautiful introduction. But if everybody's listening right now, would you just do me a favor and take your hand, whichever is your dominant hand, and put your index finger on your head. And Kimberly, do it with me too. And anybody in the studio right now, even Doug, put your finger on your head. And just leave it there for a moment. And this is what I say to everybody, myself included, is that we spend so much time and energy up there. And even as leaders, I'm known in that space around the world. We're always looking for, what's that secret sauce? How do we motivate people? How do we engage people? And you're pointing to your head. Stop using the brain. Yes, you're gifted. Take your finger and now put it on your heart. Put it on your heart. Because you know what people need? I don't care what language you speak. I don't care what culture you're from. We're all human beings. I don't even care what education you have. As a human being with your finger on your heart, you want to know the secret to success and the secret to what I've done and the secret to every human being I've been blessed to impact is stop overthinking things. Stop looking for strategy. Stop looking to analyze things. Stop overplanning everything. My God, you can hear me. I get passionate about this. Stop and start asking questions. You know what people really need from you? And it doesn't matter if you're on a team or you have your own business or you're in school right now, if you're a young person, just figuring out your way. I don't care if you're 90 years old and listening to the show right now. Well, I actually do care, because I think that's amazing. But I would say to you, what people need, know me, care about me, and for goodness sakes, pay attention to me. That's all we really want. Kimberly, all the data in the world, all the books on all the great books. There's a lot of great books out there. But all of that said, you don't need an assessment. You don't need a book to walk into this world, and you don't need a title to lead others. Show up as a human being. And as I've learned from you, my love, when you choose to let go of resentments, forgiveness, not harboring worry and fear, and you can live in that highest dimension of the fifth dimension, you bring love. And I believe that leading does not need a title. Every day we have a choice how we show up to the world. We can choose to show up with joy and love. I could have shown up multiple times in my life being miserable. I always say, do you choose to live as woe is me or wow is me? Because I hope, Holly, you've been through enough. That's not the only story, Kimberly. We all have multiple stories, but I choose to not live in it. I choose wow is me. Not woe is me. And I would ask, as I have many times on stages and in rooms and even one-on-one with friends, but I'm passionate about this. And to everybody listening, just ask yourself this question. When faced with adversity, do you get bitter or do you get better? When faced with adversity, you get bitter or better. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I think that is a beautiful thing to say, especially when people are going through a lot, especially when they need an inspirational speaker like you or an inspirational teacher. Are you currently doing one-on-ones with people? I guess that's what I was trying to get at, because you are the creator of the Divine Neural Acuity. Are you actively doing one-on-ones?
I am, and just had a beautiful one today. Yes, I am doing one-on-ones.
So for people that are listening right now, so they know, they can reach out to you. What is your website, if you want to shout it out to everybody?
HollyDowling.com. HollyDowling.com.
Awesome. And also, we want to tell everybody, another thing that's important for you, if you want to share with people, because this is your time on air here with our show, is there anything that inspired you with your own challenges in your life? Because you were talking about the young lady and how you helped her out of a time that she may want to take her life, but you did say a little bit about something that happened to you with a relationship, but did you have anything else you wanted to share with our people listening tonight about any other challenges that you had gone through?
Oh, well, and you know, I think, thank you. That's a great leeway into that. You know, life might look like it's perfect and shiny. And I just want everybody out there to know that just because some of us happen to have platforms that we look like we've had all this great success, and yes, I'm grateful for the success in your eyes, but truly the greatest success I've had is the moments that I know. Do you want to know what scares the living poop out of me? Was when I finally shared that story, Kimberly. I just shared that publicly probably about 6-7 years ago. And let me tell you, I was shaking in my shoes. Like, who would want to buy broken goods, damaged goods? Any of my amazing clients, you know, all my clients have been referrals. I've never had a bureau or an agent or any of that. And it's all been referrals. So I want people to know that we have our good days, we have our great times, and we have our down times. There's been other things along the path, and especially, Kimberly, most recently, since you and I have gotten to know each other, you know, a few years ago, I was filming a whole show down in Austin, and that was the beginning of what ended up being pulling me to my knees with my health, and that was because I started losing my voice. The producers had to stop. I couldn't get my thoughts together. I couldn't get the words out. All of these neurological things started happening, and I looked at it as though my entire career is going to be gone. And do you know what? In the midst of that horrific 6 months to 10, 12 months, as hard as that was, another challenge that I was given the greatest gifts. Sometimes our hardest, darkest days, I believe in my heart, can be the greatest gifts that we're opening. Because it was in that time, Kimberly, that I chose to say, I'm done pleasing the world. I'm done performing for the world. I am now going to actually stand for what I believe in, stand for what I stand for. And I'm going to speak on anything except bringing the spiritual divine light to the world. And that is through the soul of leadership. It's doing one-on-ones. I'm still doing big events, but I'm not saying yes to anything unless it's aligned with the spiritual IQ and your divine neuroacuity. And I've just launched my community, the Blessed Community, and Soul Circle. So I love that you're asking, because I don't know that I would have ever done that, right? Followed that nudge if I hadn't been brought to my knees again.
With your health challenge.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for sharing that on our show tonight. You know, we like when people are authentic, and that's our show. You know, that's what we do.
So I love that.
We share the truth always here. And that's what my book's about, The Awakening to Fifth Dimension. It's always about stepping into who we really are and why we help people, being authentic and having human authentic connections with people. And anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight that can help them understand you and your work and how you're inspired?
Oh, okay. Like, I love that. So how am I inspired? I truly have to stop overthinking things and just I'm going to ask everybody out there, you know, you're already a fan of Kimberly's and you're listening to her show and it is about miracles. And miracles, I believe miracles can happen in the mess. So again, I'm going to give you another thought to think about because it's how I stay inspired. How do I stay focused? I have really strong boundaries. I have non-negotiables. You all have non-negotiables. And I mean that. Like we get, especially for many of us, the way we were raised, we think that being selfish, we have to put ourselves last. No, I want to shake you right now. For everybody out there listening, I'm shaking you up. And I want you to just take this paradigm shift and take it with you this evening before you go to bed. But that is, did you know that when you can be a little selfish, you can be far more selfless? Because that means you've got to learn where to say yes to bring your best and know how to say no. Because we say yes to so many things and we're really not giving people our best. We're certainly not giving our soul our best or ourselves, but we're not giving our loved ones and anybody around us or our teams or people. So be a little selfish. Figure out what brings you joy. Figure out what lights your soul on fire. Stop saying yes to the world because really, we're not seeing the best of you when you say yes to everybody. We're actually seeing a worn out, depleted, wasted version of you. So why don't we all start having a few non-negotiables? What brings you joy? What lights up your life? Start doing a little bit more of that. And Kimberly, I'm passionate about this, and I want everybody listening to think about this too. Be very intentional about the people you spend your discretionary time with. You know, it's an interesting thing, but Pete, there's a whole thing about being a balcony person, meaning are you somebody that when you're standing and people are looking for you to cheer them up, are you pulling them up and cheering them up and cheering them on and lifting them up? Or are you like a Debbie Downer? Are we always just looking at people as and seeing what the flaws are? So how about being really clear? I call them emotional vampires. Sometimes it's people we actually have in our life that may not be the healthiest people for us. Does that mean you cut them out completely? Well, no, I'm not telling you just to go say, I'm never going to talk to you again because Holly Dowling said, I can't have coffee with you because, no, what I'm going to tell you is limit the time. It's okay, but limit the time and be very aware of your energy. When you leave somebody's presence, do they lift you up? Do they inspire you? Do you look forward to being on a call with them? Do you look forward to having coffee with them? And if you don't and you feel obligated, then just do it in small doses. My God. And then maybe go look yourself in the mirror tonight. Huh? Are you an emotional vampire? Are you sucking the life out of people? Are you wondering why people aren't reaching out to you anymore? Well, maybe it's time, right? Kimberly, these are the things I ask myself and I want to provide to every human being in the world because I believe as human beings, we all wake up. I don't believe people have a soul that wake up with ill intention. I think we just sometimes it may be the way we've our experiences in life and we get hardened. But do the trials and tribulations refine you or define you? Do your trials and tribulations refine you or define you? And these are the things that I take to heart, Kimberly.
Yeah, I love that. That's beautiful. And I feel that goes along with people that are living in different transitions and going in different frequencies. And I feel that, you know, to be there for people because people are going through a lot of hardships, but also understand that certain people can't handle hearing a lot of your hard times. And some people are on different frequency levels. So I talk about it in dimensions where you're talking about it in empowerment tools, which I love. I love how you're talking about it. And I love the message that you give people. You say, Holly says this, you are not here merely to succeed. You are here to awaken, to lead, to love, to live fully alive. And that comes from Holly. And I love that about her. And it's very alignment with what I write in my Awakening to the Fifth Dimension book, which is through the divine, our gifts are fully awakened today. I am healed. So we both align together quite well, Holly and I. We've gotten to know each other over the last few months, and it's a blessing. Holly, do you feel that your life, this is one thing before we go to commercial break, do you feel your life was once more in a third dimensional frequency, because you used to work with Google and IBM and Disney and Wells Fargo and stuff like that. And now you're kind of, do you feel more now you're more in a fifth dimensional, moving more in that? You're more and more of a spiritual rooted, kind of moving more into spiritual energy?
Ooh, I love that. I don't know that I've ever actually consciously thought about it like that, Kimberly, but, you know, because I'm so much more aware of fifth dimension because of you, that now I have the words to articulate it. I think it's, you know what it's done? It's given me a new pair of glasses to wear. It's helped me be more aware of, you know, when we're in that lower dimension, that's where worry, fear, forgiveness, resentment. And when I catch myself there, I immediately know, raise your vibration, go back up to love and release. And it's like tools. But back to what you just asked, you know, what's interesting is that over all the years, I never really understood what I would leave speaking, and whether there's a line of people or there, you know, whatever's happening, a book signing, but people would stand there and cry, and they would tell me that, like, the impact it made. And I'll never forget, Kimberly, I was at a lot of the events, you know, 80% men, and go back 20 years, you know, for leadership events. But I had a gentleman stand there and be the last in line, Kimberly, to thank me. And he had tears, and he said, you know, I resent God. And you never brought up God, but after 2 years of hating him because of my daughter taking her life, he said, you never mentioned God, but I feel like I just left the most amazing, inspirational service, and you've given me hope. Now, Kimberly, that was in a leadership session in a ballroom of, I think, about 500 people. So I think to what you're saying is, when we're aware of it, like what you're helping the world do and what I'm now doing, you know, I've stepped way out of my spiritual closet now. I don't care anymore. I'm like, I'm bringing the spirit to everything. You know, I didn't even know that I was called a medium until like 5 years ago. I didn't even know that's what that word was, that I get all the messages from the other side. But I'm not hiding it anymore. I'm not shoving my light down anymore. We are bringing it, and we want everybody else to bring theirs too, because when we shine our light, we shine it and help others shine theirs. And we have to stop apologizing for things that God, why do we stop trying to put things in? We stop putting things in that God, you know, just bring out what God already put in you. So you get me excited, and then I start going, Kimberly. So, you know, you could just keep asking me questions, and we're going to be on the phone forever. Poor Doug.
Well, I'm glad that people are listening, and we want them to call in, talk to you. The number again is 888-627-6008. Please call in, and we also have a direct line, which is 323-744-4331. But we definitely want people to call in and talk to Holly, and I am taking calls too. So, and it's to reach Holly, it's hollydowling.com. So we thank everybody for listening to the show. We're going to go to commercial right now, and then we would love to take your call. So thank you so much, everybody. We'll be right back. Thank you, Holly, for being with us tonight.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At The Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
We are back. Welcome, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith and Holly Dowling. We are super excited to have our special guest here tonight. We're talking about resilience, empowerment, and moving forward in this world right now, which is very vulnerable time. And we have some callers on the line. So we're super excited. Okay, are you ready to take calls, Holly?
I am, Kimberly. Let's go, girl.
Okay. All right. So we have a caller. I think it's Bianca. Bianca, please come on the line and tell us where you're from. Bianca, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Where are you from? Welcome.
Thank you. I'm from King, Virginia.
Virginia. Welcome to our show,
yeah.
And thank you for being with us. Do you have a question for Holly and I?
Yeah, I thought you were doing your reading, so I wanted to know if you were picking up on anything with me.
Okay, I definitely can do a reading, and Holly can answer a question, too. So you want me to go into the reading first, and then Holly can go second?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you want to ask me one question first?
Yeah. Like, do you see any negative energy, like entity, or do you see death for me, like me dying or me being in a negative
spot yeah.
anytime?
Okay, you don't have to ask me anymore. I don't see you dying. I'm sorry. I don't see you dying anytime soon. I do see someone around you that has died. I feel like there's a man that passed away. You want to confirm a male mm-hmm. energy that could be around you?
It could be my dad.
Yes. I see a father.
Mm-hmm.
A male energy is around you. Let me finish the reading real quick. The man is around you. He hangs out around the kitchen area
uh-huh.
for some reason. I don't know if that makes sense. He's telling me about you eating, your food that you're eating. And also about some family issues that are going on. Are you having
family
some
issues,
family
yeah.
drama?
Yeah,
family?
Yes.
He's saying there's some crazy family issues going on. He's going crazy like this, crazy. He wants it to settle down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Your dad is saying. Go ahead.
You don't see any negative energy around me, like a portal that may have opened, an evil portal, or any negative energy around me, like Satanism, people doing voodoo to me, and Satanism.
I'm gonna say it one more time. You know, honey, if you did have something like that, I would know it right away. I am not getting that on you. But I do know. Are you putting like a necklace on your neck, like of Jesus or something like a necklace? Do you wear?
No, okay, a locket of hair. A thing of his hair is in a locket, put away.
Okay, so I'm showing like you to wear a necklace of protection. So I'm going to give this because we're doing mini readings right now. So I'm going to give this over to Holly right now to give you, and then we're going to do at the end of this call a protection prayer for everybody on. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to let Holly just do a two-minute message to you. Thank you, Holly, if you'd like to.
I would love to. Hi, Bianca.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hi.
I want to just say your dad is saying he loves you.
Oh, all right. Tell him I love him, too. I love you, too, Dad. Thank you.
He came in very fast. Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, Bianca, I love hearing your voice,
yes.
And you know, it's so interesting. I'm so glad Kimberly's going to do a prayer of protection at the end. So please stay on because there's so much beauty. I'm seeing a lot of light around you. And this is going to sound crazy, but when Kimberly said a male figure and in the kitchen and food, I have written down and circled tooth decay. Bianca, have you been to the dentist lately? Because you need to get to the dentist. So you might be feeling like when you feel icky, sometimes things that decay in us can take over us without us even realizing what it is. So just know that I had to laugh when she said the kitchen and food because I'm like, well, I think it's, go get your teeth checked, Bianca. I don't know why. That could be your dad nudging both of us right now.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So
I do have tooth decay, but I was at the dentist. I got a root canal done not too long ago. So I mean, yeah, I got to get back to the dentist, though, to get a cleaning and get some x-rays done. Yep.
There you go. Make that a priority, right, Kimberly? Let's make that a priority.
Okay. Priority. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in so much, Bianca.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the reading. Have a good evening.
Okay, we have a lot of calls tonight, so we're going to go on to the next caller. But thank you so much, Bianca, for calling in and stay listening in. Okay, we have another call. Leah is on the line.
Oh, beautiful. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Wow. I'm Judy. I'm sorry, dear.
Hi,
I'm truly, truly grateful. Hi, dear. How are you doing, Kimberly?
Great.
Yes.
God bless you.
God, that's
you have a question for Holly, a spiritual or a conscious question?
Let's see. Well, jeepers, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. I seem to want to rest a lot. And I just wondered, in my circle of friends, there's a lady that I talk to. And I steer for coffee, but I don't really want to get real involved because I feel like it wouldn't really be good for me. But I want to keep on the high vibration, like I don't drink or smoke or anything like that. And I don't want to be around people that may be doing the wrong type of things that aren't good for them. So, like, she knows I don't want to smoke, but she's been very, very kind to me because actually it's a kind of a silly thing. Some people may not.
Okay. So it's like an empowerment question for you to call.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to keep it very concise. Okay, I just want to know.
So we got your question, Leah. So, Holly, do you want to answer the question?
Sure. Leah, I want to just say congratulations on being so self-aware. Your self-awareness is half of it. Most people they don't even have the self-awareness. So in that fifth dimension, as Kimberly's helping us all understand, you are in a self-awareness, which puts you at a much better place. You don't have to judge them. You don't have to choose to do what they're doing. You can love from afar. You can love when the time works for you. You can graciously say, you know, if you want to continue having conversations with this person, just say, you know, maybe in 3 weeks on this Saturday, I'll meet you for coffee in the morning. Go ahead and start leading
the times and you schedule the times. Don't feel the need to have to just say yes because that's when they're getting together. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolute sense, dear. Absolute. Because a person is a really nice, nurturing type of person, but I really feel I don't want to get directly involved, but I pray for them. But I don't want to get directly involved. But I still want to be her friend because she's very uplifting. So that does answer my question perfectly. So, and I do lead the way. I'm really beginning to assert myself in a good way because if you see something that isn't right in some situation, then it's good to speak up in a nice, friendly, calm way so that things can, you know, it's a really good thing. So I really feel it's making me stronger, but I still feel a definite need, you know, for self-protection. Not that I'm afraid. I'm actually happy to be in her presence, but I don't always want to sit there and have coffee because there's other things I want to do and handle my time better, things like that. And,
perfect.
You know,
that's,
so I can move forward in my life. And then that, yes, keep it
that's
really
beautiful,
positive.
Anne. Thank you.
Yes, that's all. Okay, thank you very much. God bless you. And thank you, Holly.
Thank you.
And thank you, Kimberly. I love you both.
That was great,
more
Holly. That's great.
Thank you.
I just want to tell everybody
thank
that's
you.
Calling in,
oh,
we're doing mini readings
wonderful.
Right now because we have a lot of calls tonight. So I'm not meaning to rush the calls, but we want to get to some of the calls tonight because everybody's excited to speak to Holly. So we do have another caller. Your name is Mary.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Mary. Where are you calling from?
Alpharetta, Georgia.
Okay, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So, I got to listen
yes.
to some of the show, and I looked up some of the things about you, Holly, and I'm really excited that you have so many awesome leadership qualities, and you've explored a lot of different avenues. And one of the ones that actually stuck out to me was speaking members of Anti-Internet Child Exploitation Team, because that resonates a lot to me. I've been working in corporate America for 30 years this coming May, and I have risen up in the ranks, and I've done a lot, and I've been very patient. And everybody who knows me knows that I'm the real deal, and I will work for you, and I'll support you. I don't have to be the leader. Sometimes I can dial it back and be the supporter. Because some people just want to be in the limelight, and I don't always have to be. I am an Aries, so yes, there's confrontation in my blood. but I don't take no very well, but that always means that I'm still working for the greater good. And I have always had divine following me everywhere I've gone for the past 30 years. It's undeniable. And the one thing that has declined is my health. Even though I look great, I am actually in decline, health decline, but not like anything that probably I should be working on. So I just want to kind of blanket that.
So what is your question for Holly?
So part of what I was asking is in the leadership, are there other than Toastmasters, is there anything that you would think that I could do to become more of a leader instead of a supporter in a support role? In your opinion, how would you do that?
I love that question, Mary. And Mary, I am just smiling because, first of all, I kept seeing the two words that exemplify you as Kimberly and I are listening to you. It's like strength and grace. You have strength and you have grace. So I don't know, write those two words down for yourself. One of the things that I've done a lot of, and it's by, I handpick, you know, I have to hear you, talk to you, but I would be happy to do some coaching with you around helping you just elevate into that space. Part of that is, you know, just, I'm not a big fan of all those other big programs out there like Toastmasters. There's a lot of good ones, but I think that they put us in a box. I'm being very honest, and I would rather help you bring out your innate, beautiful light and, you have 30 years in the corporate world and you've obviously got the credibility. The question I would ask you, Mary, and maybe this is for you to ask yourself, and you can email me. Kimberly knows, everybody out there can email me. It's easy. It's holly@hollydowling.com. And put in the subject line, you know, Kimberly Show. But my question for you, Mary, would be is, I think you need to really reflect on, so what do you want the next 10 years to look like for you? Is it going to be in the corporate world? Or is it going to be using your gifts to do something of greater service? And I'm not saying this because I know anything about your health. Thank you for being so honest with Kimberly and I and just telling us, you know, blanketing it there. But I do believe that over time, psychological things can manifest and then they affect us physically. And that is the story of what I experienced because I wasn't taking care of myself, Mary. I was filling up the world, but I would come home and did nothing to take care of myself. And that's emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. So I would love to help with work with you if that's something that sounds good to you. I just think there's opportunity for you. And you brought up the ASIC Council. And Kimberly, I just want to acknowledge that Mary saw that, and it's very passionate to me. I'm on that council. It's a global anti-child exploitation. It's protecting the innocent children in the world. And we always think the predators are the person in the van down the street. Well, no, this is online and it's scary. So if that's something that interests you to want to learn more about and work in, I mean, there's all kinds of things, Mary. So does that answer your question, Mary? Is there anything more I can do to support you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She did great.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you for calling in. So let's see if we have any more callers on the line. We have Julie.
Hello.
Hi, Julie, thank you for Thank you for calling in.
Hi. How are you? Good to hear your voice. I had so much fun at the last Saturday with you.
Oh, great!
That was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to the event that we had. And thank you for calling in our show tonight.
Yay. I was just talking with someone and they said, what is our individual purpose on the planet? And I was saying, I don't think it's as much as pining to find your individual purpose. I think when you put us all together as one and you kind of get together for a common cause, it makes a big difference when you each have skills and talents.
Yeah.
And I just think you have the most talents. You're amazing. I'm not calling to try and brag about you, but I'm just calling to say, to see, I've been having like a stop career. Like, I stayed with the same group of kids from preschool to, college. And I just feel like the last 2 years, my career is like at a complete stop. And I know it's not because I hit 52 or 51, but I'm just wondering if you see anything in the career section for me this year. I was a specialized school bus driver for and then I volunteered about 15 years. I did 30 years in retail, a little bit under 30 years. And I just can't seem to get my foot in the door for a job for fall. For the school year.
Yeah. Psychically, I can hone in on it. You know, I feel like something in 2027 is going to open up for you. I don't see something with you driving a car. I see something different for you opening up, and it's going to have to do with you meditating on it and looking into some other type of maybe skills for you that's going to be more fulfilling for you. I think more spiritually something might happen, but I see something in 2027 opening up for you.
Yeah, well, okay.
And I see something, relatives around you, somebody that passed away is one of your guides. It's a woman around. Yeah. So there's like a feminine energy around you that's guiding you a lot. Maybe a grandmother of some sort.
Wow. I feel like I called on, I do that when I've been stuck the last few years. I call on my relatives that have passed.
Uh-huh.
And I did that. I did that last week. I said, protect my son. And it was in my oldest. I was worried about him.
Yeah, you're also and connected to the adult. Go ahead.
So
I'm sorry.
I was still doing the reading. I wouldn't know which one it was.
Oh. You were calling in somebody from the other side?
Yeah, I usually do. I call them. I said, can you please come in and help this kid or this kid? And she appeared to me at 4 a.m. like she had been through a hurricane.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, thank you for your help, Grandma.
Yeah. You're also connected to the galactic. You're connected to the galactic Palladian. So there's a real Palladian energy to you. And that's a real healing energy to you, too, to help you move through this next couple of years. 2027 will be a lot better for you. So to answer your question in a quick answer, they're coming in and releasing fear and opening up a new energy for you in 2027. I do see a lot of that restoring your frequency for you. So thank you.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. Yay. Thank you.
And I want to remind everybody listening that I'm doing a mind matrix telepathy remote viewing course in March of 2027. And that's on my Healing Trilogy website, thehealingtrilogy.com. And it's very affordable. It's 4 Saturdays in March of learning telepathy remote viewing through your guides in the galactic. So that's going to be, already people are getting tickets to that. And that's not until March of next year, but that's something to check out on my website, thehealingtrilogy.com, if you're interested in that. Holly,
oh,
do you have
goodness.
Anything
Yay.
You want to add on
Yay. I have
to
the
Julie?
Mother Mary Matrix already scheduled on my calendar.
Oh, good. Holly, do you want to add anything on to Julie to piggyback?
Well, I just love Julie. I love you. You have joy. You have a lot of joy and it's just oozing out of you, right? You
yes.
can just hear it. And Julie, just to give you hope, I just turned 60 last year and I think 60 is going to be the best. So when you mentioned you're 52, girlfriend, you got a whole nother life ahead of you. And you know, you said something to Kimberly that was really cool. And I just want you to know, I wrote it down because you were thanking her for such a great experience on Saturday. And what you said, I don't want you to miss. You have a beautiful way of articulating things. You said, you put us all together, but we felt like one.
Aww.
And Julie, that's powerful. So I hope you know the beautiful essence you have, the joy you have, and trust your spirit and just trust. Trust, surrender,
yeah.
and allow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you
that's,
so much,
that's
Julie.
That's just and the dynamic when you combine together for a cause. And,
yeah.
And come together.
So I want to say that we're getting close to the ending of the show. And Holly, is there anything coming up for you that you're doing or any books or any thing that you want to say to everybody? I mean, we still have time for this. We're going to do our prayer, but is there anything that you want to tell the audience that's coming up for you?
I would love to. Thank you for that, Kimberly. And yes, to everybody out there, because you're here with us today, I am launching, Kimberly knows this, it's my very first time ever in the history of my career, I'm launching my first ever public event. And it's really, I'm launching I've had a nudge for 10 years, everybody. And you know, when you get the whisper and you get the nudge, but you just keep pushing it aside, I finally said yes to my spiritual quest, Blessed, and really launching Blessed full blown. I would love for you to explore being a part of that with me. We just had our first soul circle. Kimberly got to be a surprise guest. So there's going to be a lot of different things that are a part of it. But just if you've been on the show and you were listening and you want to learn more, just send me an email, holly@hollydowling.com. Put in the subject line, Blessed. Keep it simple. Everything has to, I'm all about ease, effortless, peace, and grace. Keep it simple when you're in the flow. You'll trust the divine and stay in the flow. So Kimberly, that's what I would love to offer everybody.
Yeah, you were great. You are great. You're a fantastic, amazing teacher. I love coming to your circle. Everybody follow Holly. And I have 2 tickets left for my mediumship circle, which you're invited to, Holly, this Thursday at 4:00 Pacific time. And it's just two tickets are left for we have only eight people where we do mediumship readings and teaching, which is this Thursday. And that's at thehealingtrilogy.com. And Holly, if you want to come, let me know. And everybody, let's do this dive in right now protection prayer for all of us. Okay? Activate your palms. Put your hand over your heart. Take a deep breath. And say these words after me. I cleanse my energy field with love and intention. Take a deep breath through your nose and exhale through your mouth. I seal my aura from all intrusive forces. I return all energy that isn't mine. I cut cords with anything draining my spirit. I trust my intuition to guide me safely. Take another deep breath. Inhale and exhale. I stand in my power, fully protected. I stand in my power, fully protected. I call back my energy from all timelines. I call back my energy from all timelines. Take a deep breath again. Inhale through your nose. Exhale from your mouth. I shield my body, my home, with light and truth. Inhale and exhale. I reject manipulation in all forms. Say it again. I reject manipulation in all forms. I declare I am safe, sovereign, and spiritually guarded always. Sat Nam. And just put your hand over your heart and close it in. See a beautiful light, green light going around your heart chakra. Good. Good. Everybody calling in that grace and feeling your aura all around your body, completely protected. Good. And now I'm going to hand it back over to Holly and have Holly close out the show. We're so grateful she was with us tonight. This is a very, very special show. And we want Holly to take us out with a prayer or anything you want to share with us all to bless us with any inspirational thought or anything that you want to leave us with.
I love that, Kimberly. I just got goosies all over because you know how it is when we get the goosies. And to everyone that's been here, thank you. Thank you for your heart, your mind, your soul. Thank you for being eager to want to know how to tap into your divine light. May the Holy Spirit and the divine, beautiful white light surround you and your loved ones, surround everyone on this call. May you continue to tap into that beautiful light and that Christ light as it flows through you. May you be blessed. May you bless everyone in your presence. May you wake up tomorrow and ask, how may I be a blessing to someone today? And then trust and get out of your way. And when I say that, I mean it. Trust and allow your divine spirit to flow, and you will glow. You will be amazed at the lives that you can touch by doing nothing, just by living in your light. Thank you for the honor of being in your presence. Thank you, Kimberly, for being an angel on assignment on our earth. And thank you for this show. All my love. All my blessings.
Thank you, Holly. You're amazing, and you're a blessing to all of us. We love you. Thank you for being on our show tonight. We're so grateful to have your presence with us. We love you.
Love you. Love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.